Welcome to the start of Daylight Savings Edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 2nd of October. Your reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can also hear us on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 Graham VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670 by Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 7140 by Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 14.130 by Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 28.525 by Dale VK7 Delta Golf. And on UHFCB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie in the Hobart area. You can also hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RAD in the south. RAOTC, broadcast for October. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 3rd of October at 8 p.m. local time. This month there are two articles that feature events that happened prior to the formation of the Woomera Rocket Range in Central Australia. The first is taken from a series written by Cole Harvey, ex-RAAF. This run describes a precursor to the rocket range. After World War II, there was a need for British and Allied forces to test long-range weapons systems. Central Australia offered the space and seclusion. The article describes the sophisticated photographic equipment used to make a 45,000 square mile photographic survey of the area in an exercise known as Operation Sandra. The second article takes a more light-hearted look at the same area in the form of anecdotal information penned by Ron, VK5 Romeo November, now a silent key. It's titled Woomera Rocket Range, Amusing Happenings in Early Days of the Long-Range Weapons Establishment. Listen at 8 p.m. on Monday, October the 3rd, local time, over the VK7RAA network in the north and VK7RAD in the Hobart area, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7 Alpha X-Ray, Spectrum Tasmania, via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 megs DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR on 439.775 on the Dazzler range. Callbacks will follow on all three networks. Please call in if you are able, and this provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, PK7 Papa Delta. ACMA News, Draft Class License Consultation. The following is a short summary of the key elements of the proposal for the TLDR crew out there. ACMA last week released its Draft Radio Communications or Amateur Stations Class License 2022 for the final consultation before its proposed implementation from the 1st of July 2023. The ACMA have also included a range of other things affecting the amateur service. And they are as follows. Electromagnetic energy, or EME, proposed arrangements. Under the proposed class license, the key elements of the current electromagnetic energy framework under Part 3 of the apparatus LCD would largely be replicated. Level 1, less than or equal to 100 watts, and level 2, greater than 100 watts. Reciprocal arrangements for overseas amateurs. The proposal is to extend the period of time that overseas amateurs are authorised to operate a station, and that will change from up to 90 days to the new suggestion of 365 days, and this will be put in place before the class licence implementation. Radio communication standards and amateur equipment. The equipment rules prohibit the possession, supply and operation of equipment that does not comply with an applicable standard unless the person has a permit from the ACMA or is otherwise exempt. These prohibitions are not intended to prevent amateur radio operators from modifying equipment originally supplied for another service. However, if there is an applicable standard for a device, including an amateur station, that applies to the device before or after it was modified. The prohibitions in the equipment rules require that the device must be compliant with that standard. There are no general standards specific to devices used for amateur radio services only. There is EMC labelling legislation that still applies to amateur equipment, and accordingly such devices need to comply with the standard in the list of ACMA mandated EMC standards. For amateur stations that are manufactured in or imported into Australia for supply, Part 1 of the list of mandated EMC standards applies. The EME standard in Schedule 4 to the equipment rules applies to a device that has a fixed antenna, i.e. handheld. EME compliance is currently regulated under the apparatus LCD. Going forward, it will be regulated through the equipment rules. Other matters. 2,200 metres and 630 metres will have the input power restrictions removed due to the inefficiency of the antennas for these bands. Standard license holders will gain secondary access to the 50 to 52 meg section before the class license implementation. Call sign admin. The key features of our proposal for call sign management are: the proposed class license will include certain conditions relating to the use of call signs and allow a call sign entity to allocate call signs to qualified amateurs under an arrangement with the ACMA. Point two, the ACMA will publish a call sign assignment policy that includes information on call sign templates, reserved call signs, and other matters relating to the syntax and allocation of call signs. Point three, the call sign entity would use the call sign assigned policy when assigning call signs to qualified amateurs under an arrangement with the ACMA. And point four, other matters relating to call signs would be more appropriately managed by the amateur community, potentially through the proposed amateur operating procedure document. With the implementation of a class license, amateur call signs disappear off the ACMA RADCOM database. Given that a call sign register is not a requirement under the spectrum management function of the ACMA, the ACMA are wanting the amateur community to maintain the register on an opt-in basis. Amateur operating procedures. The ACMA want the amateur community to create and maintain operating procedures and processes. Club call signs. Under class licensing arrangements, there would no longer be individual apparatus licenses issued to club stations. The proposed class license will authorise the operation of a station owned and operated by or on behalf of a club, provided that the operator of the station is a qualified operator or is supervised by a qualified operator, and the operation of the station complies with the conditions set out in the class license. A club may be issued a call sign for the purpose of Section 7 of the proposed class license. Club logbooks will no longer be a requirement. High power operation. This area of the proposal is split into three sections: electromagnetic energy, medium-term, and long-term approach. The ACMA is proposing that Earth, Moon, Earth high power operators use the existing assigned scientific licensing regime. The ACMA will develop operational policy to provide guidance to applicants and clarify electromagnetic energy safety considerations. The ACMA in the medium term is seeking to establish a mechanism, potentially through apparatus licensing arrangements, by which higher power use cases that are not enabled under scientific licensing can be authorised. The ACMA, before considering higher power authorisation, must be confident that the risk of interference to other spectrum users can be appropriately managed, and that adherence to electromagnetic energy compliance methodology and record-keeping requirements is assured. The ACMA in the longer term will consider revised arrangements for advanced amateurs to apply for higher power permits, considering the data available. Submissions. Submissions can be made by following the instructions on the consultation website. Please note, there are 15 consultation questions that provide the structure for responses. We will be running through the consultation paper and proposed legislation at the DATV Experimenters Night this Wednesday night. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Event news, conference news. Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. Only 1 month to go until the premier event of the amateur radio season gets underway with the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. We've had a fantastic response to the event from our mainland VK and ZL friends, with more than half of the attendees making the trip down to attend, some for the very first time. Now it's time for VK7 to step up. Have you booked your tickets yet? If not, why not? We can guarantee this event is not to be missed. There are more surprises and news in the pipeline, so stay tuned. Please take a moment to reflect on the considerable effort that has gone into planning, arranging and coordinating this event, and to make it an enjoyable experience for all who attend. We have some awesome raffle prizes to be won, and you're in the running just for attending. Reist will have a table available for members to sell the odds and ends you may have lying around the shack at the expo on Sunday. You will need to attend the expo in person to utilise this. Please label your equipment appropriately and see Larry, VK7WLH, who is arranging this on the day. Many have taken a lot of time dedicated towards making the event a success, but the only way we can make this happen is if VK7s turn out in droves. So what are you waiting for? Register now. We look forward to seeing you all in Hobart in November. And that's 73 from Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel, on behalf of the organising committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Barbecue and a fox hunt. A barbecue and fox hunt is to be held on Saturday the 22nd of October. We plan to start with a barbecue commencing at midday at Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. Legion Park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, taking the road to the river and barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event, and there are two electric barbecues. Toilets, running water and some seating and tables under cover on site. At 2 p.m, if there are sufficient numbers, we will commence the fox hunt, which will be along the style of the old-fashioned CB fox hunts, where the fox hides and then the chasers, using signal strengths and clues, attempt to locate the fox. The person who finds the fox then goes and hides, and we start the chase again. To assist any amateur to participate, it will be run on Channel 50, that's 146.5, and operate in the Ulverston Township. We'll continue while there are chases for the fox. If the weather is inclement, Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, will be on 2 metres on VK7 RMD in the morning to advise if the event is still proceeding. If cancelled, we may reschedule to the following Saturday. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, the news officer of the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. After last month's run of certificate achievements for Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, and Peter, VK7 Kilo Per Power Charlie, I feel I should start off by announcing another certificate. But alas, no. The run of good things coming in threes has been exhausted, at least for the moment. Fingers crossed. This is going to be a bit of a general collection of items and information that have missed the previous month's broadcasts. Peter, VK7KPC, has successfully been checking out the propagation of the new dipole with Whisper over the last couple of months, with pleasing results considering it is multiband. Andre, VK7ZAB, has taken on the task of checking out the Hustler 5 Bravo Tango Victor multiband vertical antenna. This time, instead of using a PC controlling an HF rig, Andre is using an SDR, that is a software-defined radio, and in the case of a self-contained model, Kiwi SDR. On connecting the antenna, We were greeted with patterns of interference across the HF spectrum and a very high spike from a Launceston AM broadcast transmitter. I remember it easily powering my crystal set when I was quite a bit younger. At the Friday's coffee session, Lionel, VK7ZLB, brought in his trusty portable Grundig satellite 650 receiver to track down the radio interference that we were experiencing. He started well away from the clubroom building, only to find that it embarrassingly seemed to be coming from our own building. We turned all the power off to the building and found it was still there. The only thing left on was the UPS in the radio room running the Kiwi SDR, PC and VK link. Bypassing the UPS fixed the noise problem. It has now been removed from circuit. Next, Lionel fitted a medium wave broadcast notch filter that dropped the level of 7 TAB nearly 30 dB without losing many other stations. We can still hear 936 kHz ABC Hobart. Well tracked down, Lionel, even if it was a bit embarrassing to us. It shows that superb craftsmanship and design in vintage equipment like the Grundig still give a good account of themselves. These type of receivers would also make an excellent and interesting presentation. Hint, hint, Lionel. We have now fitted a lightning suppressor to the antenna, and we will soon be putting in extra protection with an MFJ1708 Bravo SDR, which can be controlled from the PTT line out of our transceivers. Whisper has been running across five of the amateur bands and with good results on most bands. The receive-only decodes can be seen on the propagation map on the NTARC website under blogs at Broadcaster News for 2nd of October. The link is in the text version. There has been many interesting stations included, including a Russian R0A Alpha Golf Lima and a Kilo Charlie 4 Uniform Sierra Victor from Antarctica. KC4USV is at the McMurdo station on Ross Island and is IOTA AN011. The site is transmitting on 20 metres for 200 milliwatts and is at Maidenhead grid location Romeo Bravo 32 India Delta. From the whispernet.org database for the last 2 weeks, there were only two other VK7 stations that have decoded this call sign. For more information on the station, the link is in the text version. One notable interest over the previous month has been in the NOAA or NOAA weather satellites, more correctly trying to work out when and where the satellites will be RF visible above the horizon and then receive the RF downlink and finally decoding the weather images from the audio. Phil, VK7ZPD, Peter, VK7KPC and Daryl, VK3AWA have been enthusiastically venturing in this direction with much antenna experimentation and positioning happening. Like most things nowadays, there is always the steep learning curve on the software implementation and usage that is required to decode the incoming audio. They certainly have had excellent success with some very impressive images of Australia decoded from the downlink of the satellites. It certainly has come a long way from what I tried decoding using Commodore 64. As all three NOAA 15, 18 and 19 are exhibiting loss or degradation of some onboard systems, considering the ages, NOAA 15 was launched last century, in 1998 in fact, and they are still going well. The next generation is in the planning and construction phase at the moment. Do we take things for granted, like decoding the downlinks? Will we still be able to do the same on the next generation that replaced them? These could be the last we can eavesdrop on. Some decoded images are available on the NTARC website under blogs at Broadcast News for 2nd October. The link is in the text version. Tassie Ham Expo in November. The club has decided to combine the coffee morning and technical night donations for the month of October. Our aim is to purchase some new items that can be donated to the Tassie Ham Conference / Expo in November. They will be added to the pool of raffle prizes. So next coffee morning or tech night, feel free to bring along any old chains or notes that you no longer have a use for and pass them on to a good amateur cause. Jota Jotai for 2022. Volunteers to assist are needed. The venue is the NTARC Club Rooms, which is the Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochelle. The sessions will be on Saturday the 15th of October from noon until 6 p.m. and Sunday the 16th of October from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Groups are planned to arrive in 2-hour blocks, split up and rotate through 4 activities. At the club rooms, we will need volunteers to assist with the operation of each of the transceivers set up for voice chat by the participants. Assembly of Morse code trainer kits, no soldering required, only a screwdriver. Sending and receiving each other's names by Morse code on the practice keys, no, not live to air. Plus, external to the club rooms, we need local contacts to chat with the kids in case we can't link up to other scout venues. If you're able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, then please let Peter, BK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, or the club secretary know of your availability by emailing secretary@ntark.net. Last but certainly not least, good to have Nick BK7 Whiskey Whiskey back on deck and at the helm of the Testnet and Technet sessions, with his usual accompanying report of 20 over 9 into Melbourne. Top marks to Phil VK7ZPD and Rick VK7HBR for stepping into the rather large boots of Nick as net controller and holding the fort together over the previous few weeks. Thanks, fellas. Coffee mornings. Held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms, get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. We currently have QSL cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check the QSL box, and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Remember, door proceeds will go to the November Ham Expo. The club is following the COVID-19 recommendations to continue wearing face masks when gathering. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like to add to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of NTARC. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now we toddle down the Midlands Highway and news from the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, commonly known as REAST. October presentation, military radios and antennas. Thanks to Kim Briggs, VK7 Kilo Bravo, who will be giving us a presentation on more of his many military radios and antennae. We will be setting up many of these antennas on the Queen's Domain compound, pending good weather, to demonstrate the ingenious ways that the military create HF antennas. There will be a BYO barbecue before the presentation from 12 noon on Sunday the 19th of October at the Queen's Domain clubrooms. See you there, says the Reese Committee with the 73s. DATV Experimenters Night. We started with Rex, VK7 Mike Oscar, and Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, talking about the recent AR Magazine article on Ron Wilkinson and his achievement award. Rex showed his 1964 letter about the 432 meg, 119.7-mile record, and also his Ron Wilkinson achievement award. Justin then showed his Ron Wilkinson achievement award. We then looked at an interesting portable two-element tri-band Yagi that Con Clay, VK7 Hotel Charlie Kilo, put Justin onto. The design is by Marcus Hansen, Victor Echo 7 Charlie Alpha, and covers 20, 15 and 10 metres. Justin built his Yagi and mixed up the measurements by a factor of 10, which was ironic given the book Justin was reading, Humble Pie, by Matt Parker, which is about mathematical errors. Justin rebuilt to the right size, and after a bit of tuning, it performs well, and he has made contacts with Lord Howe Island, Bosnia, Latvia, France, with consistent 5x6, 5x7 reports, and also made a contact with VK0 Whiskey in November at Casey Station. We then looked at the Proppy Propagation Tool. Alan, VK7KAJ, joined Justin in the studio, and we looked at the various configurations of the area and the point-to-point functions. Justin and Alan then looked at the article by Dale, VK1DSH, on a Uniselector and Arduino home telephone exchange from the latest AR magazine, and demonstrated a Uniselector and Decadic phone. We did a quick promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo and finished with reminders of future events. This coming Wednesday night is a DATV Experimenters Night, as our October presentation is on Sunday the 9th. Wednesday, we will be taking a look at the ACMA consultation paper and the legislation, and we will also look at the popular VOACAP online propagation prediction tool, revisiting the magnetic loop construction, reviewing some more of the latest AR, Dubus and Low-Key magazines, and much more. We stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel. We go out on RF on DVB-T 7 megs, standard definition on 445.5. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel, and that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. The Sewing Circle Net is daily on 3.64 megs, commencing at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Summer Time. SOTA WWFF groups meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms in Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 5th of October, 7:30. NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and Technet, Wednesday the 12th of October. Testnet CW course on 3.580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.19 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. VK7 SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. CCARC, the 24th of October, SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, Reist, 9th of October, Military Radios and Antennas with Kim, VK7 Kilo Bravo, starting with BYO Barbecue from 12 noon, and presentation starts at 1. NTARC, 12th of October, General Club Meeting from 7:30 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. Jota Jotai, 15th and 16th of October, statewide. NWTARC, 22nd of October, BYO Barbecue and Fox Hunt from noon at Legion Park, West Ulverston. VK7, 5th and 6th of November, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS, Sandy Bay Campus. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader, VK7TW, repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 40 VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 20 VK7 Delta Golf, 10 metres VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, UHFCB Channel 15 VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930. Items for broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast, you can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and stay safe from Mike, VK7, Foxtrot, Bravo.